Hey, I'm Veronica.
Hey, I'm Casey, and we are so excited that you are here with us on the Thriving Mompreneurs podcast.
Yes, motherhood comes with so many different stages, and each stage looks a little different than the one before. Here, you will find perspectives, tools, and advice on a mama in the toddler stages and in the teenage stages and anything in between. So if you can relate to either of those, you are in for a treat.
Are you a professional multitasker? Well, turns out it is possible, and we are experts at juggling all the things. Do you find yourself waiting for this mom and business thing to get better? Are you ready to start feeling excited for every day? What would you be able to do if you were energized and present in your home and in your business?
We have been there too. Mom guilt, the mental load, exhaustion, you name it, we've been there. And the truth is, being a mompreneur is hard work, and that's okay. It wasn't until we started working on ourselves from the inside out that we started to see major shifts in our lives. You can thrive in every stage of motherhood and business, and we are going to do it together.
Each week on this podcast, you will learn how to turn your mind and body into your greatest asset. You will feel seen and heard, getting to know other hardworking mompreneurs, and you will get tangible tools on how to implement changes immediately to create harmony in your mind, body, business, and home. Let's dive in. So, how do you feel when you aren't motivated? You aren't productive per se. If you're anything like us, it can feel terrible. You're seeing all the other working moms on the interwebs doing all the things, and you wonder why you aren't too. And today we wanted to dive into what might be more important for you: discipline, motivation, or productivity.
Yes, but first things first, I want to welcome you to join us in the growing private community, the Thriving Mompreneurs, where you can stay connected with Casey and I, but we also want to connect you with more driven business and family-minded women. So hop over to the link in the show notes to join us and check us out there. And we have some resources for you. Go ahead and leave us a comment on topics you'd like to hear in 2024.
Awesome. Yeah, I love this topic. And I think, Veronica, you kind of brought this up, and it's something that I actually think a lot about. And so I'm actually glad that you brought it up. It's so easy for anyone, but specifically for working moms, to get wrapped up in the shoulds instead of like what lights us up, what we actually like doing. Specifically around your business, I think, and being focused on being productive instead of consistently chipping away at your goals in a way that feels good. It's super easy to get stuck there. And Veronica and I are here to tell you that that is a super fast road right to burnout. And we can both relate. We have been there. And so we just kind of wanted to chat a little bit about what these things mean. And I'll start first. I think, you know, one of the things that pops to mind for me when you're thinking about those three words is the word discipline, because it, for me, a lot of that, it felt very negative initially when I started thinking about it. And as you all know, I reference my husband a lot. And he brought into my world a motivational person. His name is Jocko Willink. And if you haven't heard of Jocko, go check him out. It's a super interesting ex-Navy SEAL. And one of his books that I read was called Discipline Equals Freedom. And this is a concept that will probably thread through this episode for me, because I actually have this on a post-it note on my treadmill. I remind myself that when things suck, sometimes just consistently doing them, having the discipline to show up, is really what's going to take you there, right? I'm not motivated. Even today, right? This is an early day. We're recording. I don't really feel motivated to do this today, but the discipline to show up consistently is what's taking me, you know, what brought me here today. So what do you think about that? Have you ever heard the phrase discipline equals freedom, Veronica?
So it's really funny because in my own business, I have come to the conclusion after lots of research that boundaries equal freedom.
Yeah.
That's like my slogan for my business. And so, really, they mean the same thing, right? Like if you're not disciplined, then you're not putting boundaries on certain things. So when you said that, I was like, hey, that's really cool, because I say that something similar to that almost all of the time.
Yeah.
But I also love to just like play on words. And I was looking up as you were talking the like true Webster definition of discipline.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people hear discipline and they think negative, and it's because the first definition of it is literally a punishment. But then right. there's like the other definition, which I'm going to read it out loud because I was like, wow, this is so cool.
Yeah.
And it's the activity or experience that provides mental or physical training. And so I do think that there's two roads to this. You can see discipline as something that's holding you back and something that's a punishment. And then there's another road that's actually growing you in very big ways, both mentally and physically. And so I love to learn more about words. And I thought that was interesting of like, we have a choice. We get to decide what discipline means to us and how we can take that on and make it mean freedom in our lives instead of like this thing that we're dreading.
Yeah. And I think that the way that that kind of plays out for me is when I'm disciplined about something. So say it's exercising, for instance, just as an example, maybe I say to myself, I want to exercise every day. Okay. So the discipline is that I'm showing up every single day for exercise, right? But the freedom that gives me on the other side is that it's not a choice I have to make anymore. As working moms, like we're making 150 million choices a day. I don't have to think about that particular thing, you know, because the choice was already made back when I decided that I was doing that thing. And just having the discipline to stick to your choices that you've already thought through, whether you're motivated or not. Oftentimes, I'm not necessarily motivated to do certain types of exercise. I'm always motivated to go outside because I do love going outside, but I'm not necessarily motivated to say, lift weights, even though I enjoy it. It's not necessary. I have to motivate myself because I've already decided to do it, you know? So I think that is a really big distinction between discipline and motivation. Like motivation, I don't know what the true definition is, but in my definition, let's talk about my definition of motivation is, you know, when you actually want to do the thing, right? You're happy and ready to show up to do the thing. You're excited to do the thing. And I don't always feel that way about all the things. You know what I mean? Like if you have a toddler, you're certainly not motivated to potty train because it's terrible. But if you're disciplined in that particular endeavor, you eventually get where you want to go, you know, which is a child that doesn't wear diapers anymore because that is hard. You know what I'm saying?
Not motivated to do that. But I think what's interesting is that motivation, we always think that you need motivation to get started, but it usually comes later because it literally happens. Motivation is, I like briefly looked it up too, and I saw the word willingness, like the willingness to do something.
Yeah.
And usually your brain doesn't, I mean, you're literally wired to do the opposite of what you want to do, right? Especially if you're growing, like your brain is wired for safety. And so when you are kind of looking at this task or whatever it is, whether like you said that, you know, exercising or something in your business or motherhood related, your brain is actually fighting you when you first get started. Cause it's like, why would we do this? We're safe right here. Why are you trying to grow? But then once you start doing it and reap the benefits, your brain is kind of like, oh, I see what we're doing here. And then you find the motivation to keep going. Usually some days you still have to rely on discipline, but it's like building that evidence of like, hey, this is actually good. And this gives us what we want. And so that's kind of when, you know, like when you first get started working out, you probably aren't super motivated. But then later you're like, man, I love seeing the weight fall off or my abs get more defined or my energy levels are back. And then all of a sudden you're like, I actually want to go to the gym, you know? And so, yeah, just kind of switching where things go. You don't start with motivation. You usually end with it.
Yeah. And I like one of the things that, you know, you hear quite a bit as like a tip from people to doing anything really, is, you know, just give it 5 minutes, start for 5 minutes. And that's the discipline part. And then the motivation comes in that after that little period of time where you're like, oh, no, this isn't so okay. You just have to get over the inertia of starting, you know, so the discipline is the starting typically, and then that motivation comes in afterwards. And, you know, sometimes not always. Sometimes you're just like, this whole hike was terrible. And I, you know, I'm just not here for it today, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, even if you didn't enjoy it, you can be proud of yourself for showing up to whatever the thing is. I mean, I'm using hiking as an example because I chuckle at myself sometimes because when I'm out doing the thing, the mental chatter is somewhat negative. Sometimes it's like, yeah. Oh my God, my legs are so tired. Oh, this is hard. Oh my gosh, I'm about to fall. Oh crap. You know what I mean? Like whatever. And you're kind of going around in the circles and then you get to the peak of the mountain and you're like, ah, the views, this is totally why I did this whole thing. Oh my gosh. And then you're like, oh, now I have to go back down.
But it's so true. That is literally, I mean, if you think about anything in your entire life, if you think about all the things that you just said too, all of those were geared toward like, let's just turn around where it's safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. That is where your brain was kind of like, I don't know about this. Like, it's very uncomfortable. yeah. Don't your legs hurt? You know, we're a little high. And then you show it what you know, our brain is so autonomic, right? It tells us what to do a lot of the time. Like, it tells our heart to breathe and like all of those great, great things we need it to. But a lot of times too, if you want to grow, if you want to stay disciplined in something, you have to tell your brain what to do. And that's when it gets hard. Is it's usually not the discipline aspect that's hard. It's usually like telling your brain, no, we're going to go this way because it's going to fight you every step of the way until it realizes like, this is safe, not only safe, but it's giving us even better results than we wanted before.
Right. And I was thinking a lot about productivity as well. So that was the third thing we want to talk about today. And like, productivity is great. You need it, right? You need to be able to move forward. You need to move forward in your business. You need to get your laundry done. You need to, you know, take your kids to the dentist. Like you got to do all these things. But you're never going to be productive without the discipline. Do you know what I mean? To start and to get going. It's very easy to spin in that productive, like I'm being so productive. I'm getting so much done, you know, headspace. And actually miss a whole bunch of the other things that are going to actually be more helpful for you. Maybe I'll use myself as an example. Make a big to-do list. You guys know I love my list. I have my, you know, it's got 50 things on it. I'm like, what should I do first? And oftentimes, and you hear both ways, it's like, oh, I'll do the easiest things first. So I feel a success and I mark things off. But I would argue if you do the harder things first, you then have that sense of accomplishment. You get over that inertia. You then feel very motivated. You know, if I wash the dishes, it's a lot less motivating for me to get a whole bunch more done, as opposed to if I, say, write a blog post that's, you know, 1,000 words. I mean, that takes way more time. It was a lot harder. And you can then feel very celebratory, you know, at the end of that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it absolutely makes sense. And I think it's funny because I have 2 points that you just like drew out of me. One being, it sounded to me like there was a difference between being busy and being productive, right?
Exactly.
Like moms are always saying they're busy. And it's actually a word that I'm trying to take out of my vocabulary this year because I used to say, I'm so busy, blah, blah, blah. But I busy and productive don't mean the same thing. And so with that said, I've seen a lot of mentors. I've done a lot of research on this. Habits is what I did. Like I dove in for about 2 years on just why people have habits. So that's why I love talking about this, because this is why. But the most successful people do the hardest ones first. If you talk to someone who's like trying to do like productivity and get stuff done, most of the time they're like, yeah, you just want to start with the easy stuff and then go from there. But if you're looking at like the million-dollar CEOs, the very successful, whatever they're doing, they start with the hard things first. And like from a neurological perspective, this makes sense, right? Because you start your day with this like tank of energy and everything you do kind of takes away from it. And so if you start with the easy stuff, you really depleted some of the energy you could have used toward the bigger stuff. And the nice thing about that is that when you start with the big stuff, when you get down to the easy stuff, you're going to switch into like reserve mode, if that makes sense. Like you're not going to exert more energy than you need to. So you started with this big project. Now you've gotten like way further in whatever it is. So whether that was you started with a workout or you started with the hardest thing in your business or, you know, things like that. When you get to the dishes, your mind's going to just like shut off because it doesn't need to think to do the dishes, right?
Exactly.
So, but if you notice, if you start with the dishes, your mind might go 700 different places because it's got all this energy. It doesn't know what to do with. And you're going to get distracted and you're going to start the dishes and then you're going to do, oh, you see that thing over there that's bothering me. And then you end up just spending 2 hours doing something you thought was going to take 15 minutes because your brain just couldn't stop talking.
If you give a mouse a cookie, do you read that book? That's how I am. If I'm not disciplined in what I'm doing, I'm all over the place.
Right.
So, yeah. Because like you just said, what popped into my head is if I wash the dishes first, as an example, as opposed to working out, I have to work out in the morning or I will not do, I will not be motivated in the afternoon. I have to have the discipline to do it first or I will not do it. I'll walk all day long. I'll go outside and walk all day long. But if I'm going to lift, I have to do it first thing in the morning. So if I'm in there washing dishes instead, what happens is I remember 50 other things I need to do. And I start doing, if you give a mouse a cookie, I'm all over the place doing all these other things. And then 2 hours later, I go, oh, shoot. Now I don't have time because I have to do A, B, and C. I have to be somewhere or whatever. And I think my brain tricks me into that is what I was going to say. Yeah, like I think my brain tricks me into not doing the thing because it's worried I'm going to be sore or whatever, you know?
Right. Yeah. And I think the worst part about that is usually, I don't know, maybe I'm talking about myself more than anything, but usually you start doing like half projects.
Oh yeah.
Because your brain I'm is not doing anything so helpful. Fast. Your brain is going so fast that you like start the dishes and then you're like, oh wait, I could be doing this. And you go over. So your dishes aren't even done. And then you start doing something. And so that's kind of like that mom that looks back at the end of the day, like, what the heck did I do? Like, I'm exhausted, but what did I do all day? Because nothing was like finished to completion. And so, yeah, I know a lot of people can relate to that. I know I myself can. And so I thank you for that example.
Yeah, you're welcome. So how do you help other moms or other clients that you're working with, people in your chiropractic practice, people that come to you, how do you help them to develop that like discipline muscle? Do you have like a tool that you like to use?
So I always make people, yes, well, in my coaching world, I start with the yes analysis. In my chiropractic world, I start with your capacity. And the yes analysis is more about like your values, your boundaries, and your beliefs. Because if you are just, honestly, those are the things that you're operating with, right? Like all your, those three things are your North Star, if you will. And we have a lot of things that maybe we don't, I don't want to say agree with, but like you might have a belief that you're holding on to that is not serving you, right? Yeah. And that's what's driving you. And so uncovering that, I feel like, is the best way to like get back on track and realize that once those three things in order, you're going to do the things that.
Well, yeah, because your beliefs are like the undercurrent. It's like it's a subconscious level driver for your behaviors. So.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's really smart. I work with people on that as well. But because if you don't even know what your beliefs and values are, you don't even know why you're doing things. You're just out there willy-nilly walking through the world. Mm-hmm. You know what
and
I mean?
And that's the busy, right? Like that's the busy, yeah. I'm just busy. I'm doing things that I feel like I should be doing that other people told me to do. But it's not fulfilling in any way because it's not really... I mean, you might have a belief that you're operating under that you don't even really truly believe, like you'd like to change, you know?
Sure.
So I start there with coaching people. And then in my chiropractic business or career, I am telling people about their capacity. So a lot of people, when you say like, I'm stressed, they think that means that you need to stop being stressed. Like you need to take yourself and put yourself somewhere else that's not stressful. But that's actually the furthest thing from the truth. You will find something to be stressed about no matter where you're at. You could be in a very quiet room and still be stressed. And so in my chiropractic world, I work on your capacity to handle stress. And it's not that we need to quiet everything around. Like I've had multiple times in the last week, I'm about to make like a reel over it because people are like, well, I guess I should just quit my job because it's so stressful. And I'm like, I mean, you could, but you're still going to be stressed. That, like you're going to go somewhere else and be stressed there. And so learning how to handle your stress and not internalize it is kind of the two roads I go in my different career paths. But what about you?
Yeah. I mean, I work a lot on that sort of beliefs that are driving your behaviors because the truth is, and then very similarly, I work on the beliefs and then I separately work on nervous system regulation quite a bit. So, and that type of stuff and habits. I love all of the same thing. This is why we get along so well because we're interested in the same stuff. But the truth is your beliefs come from something. They served you at some point, yes, to keep you safe. I mean, that's like the base level, but it doesn't even really matter why. The point is that at some point in your life, I decided that exercise was hard and I didn't want to do it, right? Somewhere way back in my life. And I don't know why. If I really get to, I'm going to get vulnerable for a second. If I really get down to it, right, I start thinking about why do I do that? Why do I put that off? And I think it comes down to me not fitting in, or me as a kid feeling less than, and I was afraid to try because I didn't want to fail. I didn't want it to feel very icky, right? And somehow exercise got roped into that. Mm-hmm. So I then, over my lifetime, have self-sabotaged myself 150 million times over this particular thing, exercise. And when you really get down to it, it was a belief at some sort of base level that I'm not an athlete. Mm-hmm. And at some point, probably before I had kids, I had somebody tell me, I was running a bit at the time, and had somebody tell me, like, if you're out running, even if it's very slow, it, like, you're an athlete, like, you're out doing something, like, that makes you an athlete by definition. And I'm like, it does. Like, in my head, you know what I mean? In my head, I had myself like pegged as like, well, whatever, I'm just like out slowly jogging or whatever. So that belief is not serving me any longer. Like, the belief that I was less than wasn't serving me. So then I could replace it with this belief that I'm an athlete, right? So that has served me for a period of time. And now I'm kind of shifting and morphing again. I'm in my mid 40s. I'm looking at things slightly differently again. And I guess that's the other part that I wanted to say, is that that's okay. Your beliefs can and should shift, but it should be a conscious decision, right? You should be thinking about, what is the belief that's making me sabotage myself? And then going, okay, well, what can I replace that with that is going to serve me in this season and in this space of my life where I am? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I love all of that. And I especially loved, your beginning point too. And all of it is going to kind of come back around again, because I had like a revelation a couple years ago where I had heard someone say, I don't know if that's true, I just heard it. I didn't do any research on this. But yeah. That when you have a dream, anyone you see in that dream, you saw in real life. Like, you can't make up people. You must have seen them.
Oh, interesting.
Like I said, I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, let's go with it. Sounds good.
Yeah. It went really well for me, because I was like, oh my gosh, that's how your beliefs work. Like, it is not something that you came up with poof by yourself. Someone spoke it over you. You spoke it over yourself. Some instance showed you that's how you're supposed to believe. And so it's so true that I love your example of like, I'm not an athlete. There's so many things of like, I'm not a successful business owner. I'm not a coach. I'm not, you know, there's so many labels that we give ourselves that if you're not uncovering it, you aren't going to get to where you are. And so even with my own coach I'm working on, if you want to do something, you have to be that person now. You don't turn into that person later. You have to be them right now. So what would someone who is a 7, 8, 9 figure business owner do? What would they do? What would they not be worried about? What would they not be thinking about? Like, that kind of thing is what you have to basically pretend that's who you are now, because eventually that is what the road that you're going to go, right? Your beliefs are the current, kind of like you said, that it's taking you. And so you have to start with who you are. And I feel like that's a pretty heavy statement for like a productivity message.
I know.
You know? Like, you got really deep. But I really think it matters, because if you aren't operating in the way that you want to end, you're always going to be stuck to where you are right now.
Yeah, you're going to be stuck in that busy / productive circle of do instead of the discipline road of, what exactly am I trying to accomplish here? And so discipline and consistency go hand in hand for me. So it's like, what am I trying to accomplish here? And what small thing that I do consistently is going to take me to the place that I'm trying to go, right? So, you know, health is a good example as well as just an overall statement, in my opinion, where I hear people say, well, you know, I've had clients say this to me, colleagues, I hear patients say it to me all the time when I'm in my hospital job. I have XYZ chronic disease, so I can't do that thing. Or they identify as their disease. It's really interesting. People use it as an adjective a noun about themselves, instead of this separate thing that is happening to them in a way, right? And that like just takes you out of the space of, if I say with a high blood pressure, it's an easy example. So like, you have high blood pressure. One of the things you can do for yourself is to eat better or to move your body, right? Because it's going to create all these health benefits. It's going to help that. well, if you just identify, well, whatever, like I have high blood pressure, everyone in my family has it. It was bound to happen. I'm just going to take these pills for the rest of my life and, you know, off I go or whatever. Instead of saying, oh, well, that's not who I am. I'm a healthy person. I actually am healthy. So therefore, healthy people move their body and they eat a little bit better and they, you know, whatever, drink lots of water, so on and so forth. And those, when you're identifying in that way and you're doing those things consistently, the other thing's going to fix itself.
Right.
You know, so that discipline and consistency go together for me hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have, and that reminded me of a mentor that he's pretty intense in his word choices, but he would say, like, I'm experiencing this. Like, I am someone experiencing, like, I am a healthy person experiencing illness right now.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, and so that reminded me of, like, yeah, if you have a choice, we always have a choice. I feel like that's the thing about, even when you have like a chronic illness, you have the choice of how you're going to view it. And your brain is so powerful. I mean, if you truly believe that is just something you're experiencing, it's going to turn into experience instead of a lifetime. It's up to you to decide which one it is.
Yeah. And I think that if you can get in that mindset, that same concept applies to your business. It applies to the way that you parent. It applies to the way that you view relationship, you know, and your health, all the things. Like, I tend to lean into the health examples because they're easy for me to talk about. But I do think that same thing applies everywhere.
In your native.
Yeah. Yes.
An angry mom. You're just a mom experiencing anger.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Exactly. Right. I mean, and you can, you know, if you are in an argument you know, with your spouse, your significant other, you know, it doesn't mean you hate that person and the whole relationship is garbage and you should just throw it out. It's like, oh no, we're just having an argument about whatever today.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? I think that's like kind of a simplistic example, but I laugh because it is so silly, right? I mean, so why would you apply that same concept to, why would you apply that thing to something? It doesn't make sense in the same way. It doesn't make sense to throw out a 20-year marriage because you're in an argument. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. But I will say that's very, I'm going to have to get vulnerable because for a long time in my own relationship, my reaction to fights like that in my relationship, we've been together for 10 years now. And I feel like I just figured this out a few years ago, but
it takes a long time.
It really does sometimes. So if you are in the same boat as me, don't, I've been there too. I really was like, maybe I should just, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe I should just go. And it took me forever to figure out. It was just my fight response of like, I grew up, I had a belief that I was better on my own. And so even though I was trying to make this relationship work and build this marriage and now we have kids and all things, I was operating under, I couldn't figure out why every time things went wrong, I was like, that's it. I just want to leave. Like knowing that wasn't true. And so I just to kind of share a little bit of vulnerability and let you know that like, that's why it's so important to uncover your beliefs. Cause it's like, that wasn't what I wanted to operate under, but it's what I did for a really long time.
And that's what I'm saying. Like if you're, you know, you could be doing things that you actively don't want, you know what I mean? They're taking you in a direction that you don't want to be strictly because you haven't like worked on that, like underneath part of the belief that's creating the discipline that you need. Like when you're solid in your beliefs, your discipline is easy. It's easy.
Exactly. Exactly.
So awesome.
Great way to end.
I know. I was going to say, I feel like that's a good ending point. I know. So hopefully that was really helpful for you guys. Let's go over for the question of the day. I thought this one was really interesting. And maybe actually you and I are going to be different in this one for once. So the question of the day is, I'm in a new social situation. I think I'll feel more comfortable talking A, one-on-one, B, with a small group, or C, in a big group. You go first and I'll go second.
Definitely like 120% A.
Oh yeah?
I do not want to be in a group at all. I feel like, I don't know. A is my
That's
answer.
So funny. I'm actually going B. And I think it's because it feel like I like one-on-one conversation. That's not it. But I definitely don't want to be in a big group. That's not my jam. But with like a small group of say like two or three people, the conversation is a bit more dynamic. There's a lot less pressure on me to perform a good conversation, which sounds so dumb. But I'm like, sometimes I feel this pressure to make every conversation like really intricate and interesting.
That's what I believe.
I know. I got to dive into that after this episode. So yeah, I feel like with a small group, I'm a little more comfortable.
Okay. I'm like realizing I have a belief with this one too, because I feel like in a small group, no one will listen to me. Like no one will hear me.
Ooh, this is so interesting. We're uncovering all the things tonight. Yeah. Live on air, we're uncovering all the things. All right. Well, we hope this episode was helpful. And we're going to encourage you to dive back into your own beliefs that are driving your discipline or not discipline. And really think about how motivation is or isn't helping you. And whether you're being productive or you're being busy, we're not here to tell you what to do. We're here to open your mind and bring up a conversation. If you want to talk more about this, jump over into our community. Leave us a message over there in the group. Start a conversation. We'd love to chat more about this topic. It's something that we're both really passionate about.
Stay tuned to our episode where we talk about how to win this year, where the little things are actually the big things and are going to get you where you want to go.
Well, Mama, that wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for being here with us again this week. Before you go, please make sure you hit that follow button so you get notified of all the new episodes that are coming up. And head on over to the Thriving Mompreneurs Facebook community and join us there.
In our thriving community, you will be connected with other business and family-minded mamas looking to feel fulfilled and energized within their lives. And you will be able to start implementing some of the tools we talked about right here on this podcast with some amazing accountability. All right, Mama, we will see you at the same time, same place next week. And remember, you were made to thrive. See you next time.